Someone needs to be able to introduce the band and how, and tell the story about how you all got together, too, because that's an obvious question I want to ask.
The most crucial component, of course, is Shugo Tokumaro. And then, I guess the version of how, I'll get into everyone's names, I guess, and what we're playing, but we basically all sort of are here as a result of the same story. We all found Shugo's music independently. It's the kind of stuff that really... all of us independently have had people be like, you gotta check this out, this is so cool, this is so neat. And so that same thing happened to all four of us, and the album was kicking around here and hadn't been signed to anyone yet, I think. But then ended up getting signed to Star Time. We all knew people there, and just sort of, I think, all idly mentioned, wow, we really like this music, like, this is really good. It's unlikely that he'll ever come over here, and if he comes over here, it's unlikely that he'll need a band, but in the small eventuality that, you know, in the small chance that occurs, we'd like to be involved. You know, we all sort of said that, and somehow it ended up happening, and we're all really psyched.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing collaboration, and as of this date... You've been rehearsing how long together?
About a week.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's it's pretty impressive to sound that good after a week with you know, so many different people coming in, so much different instrumentation, and you guys have been in our studios before as well. That's one of the reasons I wanted you to introduce everybody, because I walked in this room. I said, I recognize most of the people here and in some of my favorite bands actually. That's sweet. If you could just do a quick around the room and what people are playing.
We'll start over there. That phrase has no meaning on radio, but we'll start over there with Perrin Cloutier, Perrin Taliesin Cloutier on accordion and glockenspiel. I play with him in Beirut.
And we were just saying before we get on here, the last time we saw you, we were all tired and in Chicago.
Yeah, tired and in Chicago. Smelly. You forgot smelling.
You guys smell much better today. Yeah. So I appreciate you bringing
this is what happens when you record us in our hometown.
That's right.
We shower before coming in. And then on...
Well.
Not necessarily.
Sort of on one of the it's weird to call a drum set, I guess.
Yeah.
Drum stations, percussion stations is Brian Devendorf from The National.
You have everything there.
Yeah.
You have just about everything.
Both of these guys on editorial side are incredible with what they're playing. The other one of those guys is Lawson White, so percussion and numerous other projects. And they're both kind of trading off various percussion drum sound duties. One thing I think that also is similar about our tastes as musicians and why I think we are drawn to Shugo's music is he's so amazing at using timbre in really interesting ways, and his albums have such amazing sounds, and I think that's something that we all share an interest in. And both of these guys as percussionists are amazing at bringing in, like, the booty they brought into the first rehearsal was incredible. Like, oh, well, I have this tractor blade that sounds really cool, and I have this, like, Brian's wearing this awesome shin guard made of bells. Like, yeah, it's really cool.
So a project like this really allows you guys as musicians to really branch out, and even outside of bands that I think I've already branched out musically. So, I mean, it's pretty great to see. And Shugo, we want to talk to Shugo a little bit, and we have a translator here, if you could want to introduce yourself as well. If you can get close to the mic.
Hello. Hello. I'm Shugo.
Good to see you, Shugo. Yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, sure.
And I just wanted to ask, how did you find everybody here as well? I mean, here in America, these guys in these bands, were you familiar with Beirut and The National and these musicians?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Maybe I would talk in Japanese.
Sure.
English.
Yeah.
もともとベイルートとかナショナルはすごい好きで、レーベルのアイディアでこうやって一緒になってることができてすごい嬉しいですね。
そう。You get right up there.
Okay.
If you can remember all that.
So, he originally knew like the National or Beirut or and he liked them a lot, but it was like the idea put together by the U.S. He's a U.S. label, almost called Star Time International, to get together with all those great musicians, and he's really glad that it turned out this way.
And Shugo, your home is in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And you've been there your whole life.
Yeah.
And I understand this is your first tour here in the U.S.
Yeah.
How far into this are we? How many shows have you done?
Just. Two, just two.
I heard the response has been pretty phenomenal.
Oh.
Yes? That's so far, that's what I've heard. Maybe you've heard differently. But so far, I've heard nothing but good things. People are just really receptive to that. Are you surprised at the response so far in the U.S.?
Yeah.
And it's
so he's really happy about it, and in a way that audience reacts to his music, because it's pretty different from the reaction from our audience in Japan as well, so it's very refreshing for him.
What is the difference?
So in general, the response from the audience here is very quick.
Yeah.
So he can tell what is good and what is bad almost instantly.
And as far as being able to play shows, I know everybody obviously is very busy in this room. Do you see yourself touring with these guys? Is that maybe something I should ask these guys? Or is that going to be possible? Are you going to be able to balance schedules?
できたらそれが一番いいと思うし、もし日本でも僕バンドをこういう風に組んでるから、それを連れてきて一緒にできたらもっと面白いかもしれないし。
So obviously, it'd be great that if he could coordinate something like that and tour with these guys. But he also has a band in Japan, so he also thinks that it'd be great to bring them over and get together with the musicians in the States as well, and like playing a big band kind of thing.
Tell me when that happens, because that is something I'm going to attend. There is no doubt. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
And I just heard also there's going to be Magnetic Fields dates. How did that come about?
So the designer who did the layout for Shugo's album in the U.S. Was friends with the people from the Magnetic Fields, and so he recommended Shugo's music to them, and they liked it, and it turned out that way.
Well, there's going to be a lot of new fans when they go to Magnetic Fields show and see you guys play. It's great. So thank you so much for taking the time today. I know too that this is one of the first times, I think probably the first in studio you guys have done.
As this group,
we always like to be an experiment here at the station too, so it's good. So you're going to do a couple more, and they're going to be from the new record?
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much.
落ちた 窓のためにも開けても青すぎる